This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Officials say 138 inmates at a prison in northeast Colorado have tested positive for COVID-19, constituting the state's single largest outbreak. The Sterling Correctional Facility is confining inmates to their cells for most of the day to try to prevent spread of the disease. One state corrections official says that they're not out of the woods yet and that the prison system is approaching, quote, a season of difficulty. The meatpacking plant in Greeley, where more than 100 workers tested positive for COVID-19, reopened today without testing all employees as promised. CPR's Natalia Navarro reports.
The JBS beef plant was ordered to close April 10th to test all employees, disinfect, and implement social distancing protocols. That same day, the company published a statement promising to get test kits for all its workers. But the company has confirmed that not all employees were tested. JBS said it instead encouraged employees to self-quarantine. JBS says they will take each employee's temperature daily and test workers with symptoms. I'm Natalia Navarro, CPR News.
The Army says 800 soldiers from Fort Carson will deploy to Afghanistan in the coming months to train foreign militaries. And a helicopter brigade of 2,800 soldiers will soon serve in Europe and the Middle East. Troops headed overseas are quarantined first to ensure they don't have coronavirus. 56 and mostly cloudy in Metro Denver. It is 66 and sunny in Pueblo. This is CPR News.